Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, and today we're going to be talking about defining your personal brand. We're not going to be doing branding in depth. We're going to look at the heart and the soul of branding. We're going to look at what you're about, because a personal brand only has power to the extent that it is consistent, that what you're saying represents your inner reality. And so your personal brand is a deeply personal way of presenting yourself to the world and way of being known. And by being conscious of your brand, then you can be more aware of making sure everything fits, that you're authentic, that you're genuine, that you're congruent. That means the inside out. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, is your personal brand, how you present yourself to the world, how the world gets to know you, and how we basically contribute to life. And our first caller is Doug. He says he's moving up to more corporate sales. George tells me that he's got a T-shirt company. So should I change my approach and refine the way I look? So, Doug, talk to me.
Hi, Dr. Bob. How are you?
Hey, Doug, can you repeat that? We didn't have you on at the beginning.
I said, hi, Dr. Bob. How are you? Good to hear you.
I'm good. It's good to talk to you again.
So I'm in Philadelphia. I have a T-shirt printing business. It was a small shop. It was more, I guess you could say, urban streetwear, and my personal brand was more like sneakers, jeans. I talk very fast. I'm high strung. My integrity is good, so my business has built up. But now I'm starting to get these corporate clients where I guess I would have to wear a suit or something or slow down, and I'm very uncomfortable with it. Or should I just be me?
Well, you know, Doug, a dear friend of mine, Ari Weinzweig, who's one of the founders of Zingerman's, which is a very socially conscious deli chain, and it's not a chain, actually. It's a family of a community of businesses in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and he only wears T-shirts no matter what, and he delivered the commencement address for University of Michigan this year, and he was really uncomfortable because he's so accustomed to wearing T-shirts. It all depends on your brand. And what matters, I think, is what's going on inside of you more than what's going on outside.
So I wear T-shirt, jeans, nice sneakers, but when I talk to these big nonprofits and these corporates, sometimes I don't know if I should grow up a little bit. I mean, I am 40 now, right? I can't look. I mean, and I'm Asian, so I look like I'm 20. Maybe I might have to change, like, grow up on my personal brand. And I was wondering, do we ever actually transition to that?
Well, you know, when you go into a corporate office, it's kind of like being a knight going on a mission. And your clothes are your armor. And you may want to throw a jacket on, but you sell T-shirts. Seems to me you should be proudly advertising your product. And I think a classy sports coat over a T-shirt with jeans could be quite professional for a T-shirt manufacturer.
I guess I meant I'm very high-strung. So I talk very fast. I'm like, yes, go. I'm a hustler. Go, go, go. What I'm saying is, like, when I talk to these corporate clients, it's sometimes you got to, like, slow down a little bit instead of, do you know what I mean? There's, like, a corporate way of sales, I guess.
Well, I think it matters more that you be yourself, Doug. And, yeah, there's all kinds of sales techniques. There are all kinds of sales techniques about pacing and how do you match the pacing of the people you're talking to. But I'm not sure that's ever going to be you. I mean, what is it that what makes you, Doug?
Just an authentic, passionate guy. I like what I do. I keep people happy, and I keep my word. And I'm just like, come on, let's do this. Does that make
sense? Seems to me that you should be consistent with that. The real game is, do you have rapport with them? And there's always that beginning moment about, are they talking to me or not? Are we on the same wavelength? And that's what really matters. And, excuse me, I think one of the things for you to get in the habit of doing is to ask them more often what their thinking is. Because with your personality style, you're going to tend to press too hard when they're quiet and when they withdraw.
Yeah.
And the real game for you, Doug, is to get them talking.
So what's that as a personal brand? I mean, what is that really then? I mean, how should I be portrayed?
Well, but you already told me your personal brand is enthusiastic. Go for it.
Uh-huh.
And engage. And so that would be your brand, but I'm more interested in you having high-quality rapport. So even though you're enthusiastic, you're interested in other people. You want to know what they think. You want to know how they're hearing you.
Exactly. Understood. I think I got the answer I needed. Thank you, Dr. Bach.
Okay. It's good talking to you again, Doug.
Thanks.
Knock them dead. Thanks. Knock them alive.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care. Yeah, so this is really a wonderful conversation for us to have because Doug sells enthusiasm. T-shirts are about enthusiasm. He sells and his brand is making people happy. Now, what he needs to learn to do better is to take their temperature. Are they happy? What will it take to make them happy? And he needs to learn to ask the key questions that let him know if they're on the same wavelength or not, even if they're not speaking at the same speed. So our next caller is Samantha. She says, I'm not happy with the company culture and structure. How do I know when I should consider leaving or sticking it out? Oh, hi, Samantha. Talk to me.
Hello, Bob. So I have been with a company that I'm currently at now for, I believe, 9 months now. And I'm a project manager, and I work very closely with the account team and the creative team to produce and develop different materials for a few accounts. The materials include direct mail, radio, digital, TV. So I've been in marketing, public relations, and advertising for the past 4 years now, and I like advertising, and I really do like project management, but I don't necessarily like the company that I am at now because I don't think that there's enough, there isn't a lot of transparency. There's a lot of drama that goes on in the company that I am at now. There's 39 people, mainly Hispanic. I am Latina as well. So I understand the drama and I understand that there's a lot of emotion. But I think that because it's such a young culture and it's predominantly Latino and also upper management is fairly young as well, the culture is political, drama, and not as collaborative and transparent as I wish for it to be. So right now what I'm going against is that since I work very closely with creative, there was one downsize, I think about a month ago, and then after that, three people have quit. And a lot of people that were downsized and quit were from the creative side, which we depend on them a lot because they're who is really putting all of the materials to show our clients. So there's been a lot of crying going around from several different people, myself included. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have just felt so, like, depleted of energy. I feel angry. I feel a lot of fear. And I'm taking YOP. So I've been kind of like with everyone's emotions and just like, and like identifying them. And I do feel that there's a lot of fear and anger in the company. And so I've spoken to my supervisor. I've talked to my supervisor, NHR, because I wanted to express some things that I'm observing, such as not having enough resources or, you know, I don't have a lot of flexibility or I'm not being heard when I go to my supervisor and kind of tell her what I'm seeing and some suggestions on like prioritizing our projects. And any time, this has happened like, let's see, like 3-4 times that I pushed back on some things with reasoning behind it because of the situation that we are all in. It's a call to an office. Like, well, let's chat about this. And it's not like, let's talk about this to see how we can find a solution together. It's, let's talk about this so that I tell you that too bad, kind of like suck it up. There isn't a lot of flexibility. I'm feeling really pissed off about that because I have been working, I mean, till 7:30 each day for the past few, like, couple of months, and I feel like I have no life besides like the YOT that I do for myself, for me to feel better about me. That's really all I have going on, and I'm feeling, and I know that I'm venting right now, but there's just a lot of those feelings that are coming up. Thank you.
You know, this is really a wonderful subject for us to be talking about, Samantha, because it's the same thing in our couples work. That you take 100% responsibility for your own satisfaction and enjoyment of life, and nobody gets more than 50% of the blame. Because when you leave one of those interactions dissatisfied, then you have to look at whether or not you quit on yourself. And you have to look at whether or not you were fully present and enough to be on your own side and say, hang on, that's not a satisfactory response. And maybe being on your own side will lead to you getting fired, or it may lead to you starting to change the culture.
Right.
Now, I can tell you that if the company has had a reduction in force, that resources are going to be scarce, and whining about that isn't going to do any good. But there are ways to make sure that people share resources as fully as possible. And this is a wonderful opportunity for you to work on your internal matrix, your internal program, so that you can be more satisfied moment by moment. So the question isn't, is this the right company? The question is, am I the right person? To what extent am I in this drama too, or to what extent am I really operating true to my inner self moment by moment?
Yeah, no, I totally hear you with that about whether I'm like on my own side, and I have been thinking about that, and I have taken more action, more so than I would have in the past. And I took that step by talking to the VP and talking to HR to kind of propose some ideas that I have. And I was very scared going into these meetings, and I was like, you know, I might look, you know, I may say something wrong, or they may see as like I'm like a subordinate to like the level that they are in. Like, what do I have to say? And I felt like, you know what, I'm just going to go in there, like, you know, that I express like some things that I'm fairly upset about, or, you know, if I share my feelings, or if my feelings just do come out, then it's okay if I get fired. It's okay if I get fired. I don't want to get fired. But then I think, like, I have to have integrity for myself. And I think that's what I'm battling against, because I feel like I have done some steps in what I can do. But I don't necessarily think also that I have all the skills to really, like, persuade my audience to following things my way. I mean, I just feel like I'm like in a very, I don't know.
Well, one of the things that you're up against is is earning the right to have people listen to you. You're there for 9 months now, so you're relatively new.
Right.
And one of the things to understand in organizations, there's always a pecking order. And in order for you to get heard, you need to rise up the pecking order. And I like to think in two-year time frames. You need to look at where you would like this company to be in 2 years, where you'd like to be in 2 years, and understand that these are ongoing issues. And if you look back, you're going to find that there are ways that this culture is bringing out in you things that that got installed in your family of origin.
Mm-hmm.
Are you noticing any of that?
I am. I really am, because we're such a small group and because we're young and they're of the same background that my family's from. I do sense a lot of my old matrix coming into play sometimes.
Yeah. So this is a long-term challenge. And right now you have ideas, you're new, and you're not getting very well heard. Sounds to me like a great challenge for you to keep working on, and working on being more and more satisfied yourself and seeing what you can do to bring about change in this culture. But just understand, it's a long-term, this is a war. It's no single battle.
Right. Yes. Yep. Yep. And I also, but I feel like, even in my gut, I feel like, okay, I don't want to work for this company. I don't know, and some of it is a structure, and I could stick it out, but I almost also don't think that I want to work with a company. I don't believe in that philosophy. I think that, I don't know.
What about their philosophy do you not believe in?
I think it's just bullshit. Like, they're making it seem like if we're such a collaborative team, like, what's so unique about the company is the way that we all work together, and it's complete bullshit. I mean, yeah, it's great that you're telling that to clients. I'm sure it's very nice to hear, but when I'm, like, in the inside of it and I see how people have fun and how people, like, it's just, like, when you're in it, it's, like, that's not the what we're saying we are or isn't what we are.
Well,
we
all have our stated ideal and the gap between our ideal. So my question is, to what extent are you living true to your stated ideal? And to what
extent? What do you mean by that?
Are you being the person you think you should be?
Not 100%, no.
Well, then you need to take care of your own house before you get too busy criticizing the company. And my guess is you're going to find the similar kinds of disconnects in your family of origin. And so the more you can learn to live with increasing integrity, you'll either be embraced by the company and succeed, or you'll be fired.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that I could stick it out and keep true to myself and keep on expressing what I believe is true for me without thinking too much about the risk of getting fired, because it could actually change the culture.
Yeah.
Or if I would want to leave the company, the question is it that I should leave the company because I don't believe in what the company is offering, or is it something that I should be first looking about myself before making that decision?
I think you're always better off looking at yourself first, and you're kind of black and white in how you're looking at the company. And
yeah.
My guess is the company collaborates better than you are giving them credit for, and not as well as they would like to think. And the question is, are you going to be a leader and facilitate more collaboration, or are you going to be just another discontented person? And if you're going to be there any day you're there, you're wasting your life a little if you don't live true to yourself.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I think I needed to hear that. That makes sense, and maybe it's something that I kind of was trying to get at, but I need somebody to tell me that. So
yeah,
that was very helpful, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, the same thing happens in any relationship. Should I be in this relationship or shouldn't I actually is a stall and a lie because I'm in the relationship, and the fact of the matter is I'm not fully in the relationship.
Right. Okay.
So, go get him, Samantha.
I'm trying. Little by little.
Go get
him.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
I mean, this is, goodbye. This is so perfect what Samantha's talking about because it's a challenge we all face. And it's, are we going to be fully where we are, or are we going to blame them for why we're not fully there? And are we going to point out all the things wrong with them, or are we going to tend to our own house and live true to ourselves? And if we're there, let's be fully there. Our next caller is Jessie. She says, how do I define and present myself in a meaningful, influential way as an artist and saleswoman and at my place of employment? Hey, Jessie, talk to me.
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for, I don't know, there's like all this really juicy stuff going on, so I'm learning a lot. So I'm at a really cool place right now where I work at a venue and I work at this bike cafe that is just kind of was demonstrated as like the ugly stepchild of the venue. And we doubled revenue, or we actually doubled what the venue did, and so we're thriving above them. So it's a really cool place that I'm in. And, you know, I'm just noticing some stuff about myself. Like, I like to dress a little better and kind of create, like, a little bit more nourishing stuff for myself. And I asked to put my art up there, and it happened, and my art is selling really well, and I'm getting a lot of really good feedback. So, you know, I'm in good standing with the owner who owns a couple other businesses, and I like where I'm at. It's like I'm being me, I'm satisfying myself and going for what I want, like showing my art, speaking my mind when I think something needs to be changed. And so, you know, I'm feeling like a lot of joy with that. And then, you know, I talked to the owner and I said, hey, listen, I want to talk to you and about where I want to move forward at. And he's like, cool, let's talk. And in between this time, I caught wind of a couple managers from the other company that he owns, which is Thalia Hall, another music venue. And they're like, yeah, we're going to this stupid leadership meeting. And I'm like, oh, really? Cool. What's it about? And just like really opening up like, hey, what, you know, like, what are you doing? That sounds cool. What are you feeling about it? You know, just kind of testing the waters and what they're thinking. And so it ended up, I talked to him and he said, hey, we're doing the Zingerman. And I was like, holy shit. Cool, awesome, and I was ultimately like just scared. I'm like, oh crap, here's my way that I can really connect with him and tell him what I'm up to with the right foundation work and what they're doing. So I just asked him what his vision was around it, and he says, oh, that's a big thing. You know, I don't really know if I want to get into it. And I said, well, what about you bottom line it? And and it was cool because he basically has this really awesome vision and it's coinciding with what I want. And I guess what I'm getting is a lot of negativity from the staff that just went to the Zingerman, and I'm asking more questions. So I guess I want to know, like, where I can go about it more, building more rapport. I've not been in the company very long, but the owner really likes me a lot, and he knows, he's like, I can tell you're going to be a big part of the company. And so, like, that's huge for me to hear and, like, dig in. I have not done that for myself ever in a company where I feel good about where I'm at.
So this is a huge opportunity. And I want to go back to where you started with how you present yourself and how you define yourself. And what you said you're dressing yourself up more, and that's really critical. Do you present yourself like someone who cares about herself? Do you do your hair like you care about yourself? Do your clothes like you care about yourself? How can you expect people to care about you if you're not caring about yourself? So that's
right.
The beginning of what you're talking about. The next part is relationships, and you're finding that there are lots of people in the world who are whiners and victims, and they're in drama. And the challenge is for you to stay responsible and to be taking responsibility for your own existence. And some of them will attack you. Because we live kind of in this ongoing fight for personal responsibility or victimhood. And that's going to be where you learn and grow, is to assert your place and to, you know, allow yourself to belong and allow yourself to be enthusiastic and visionary and just share with them that you see things differently.
Yeah, totally. Totally feeling that.
And it sounds like you're doing great.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Congratulations on selling some work.
Well, congratulations on this step in your life. Now let's just keep the momentum up and be prepared to get hurt. And to learn and grow from it and align with the vision and always align with higher vision, and that'll help you move through the pain.
Yeah, I know, because I kind of caught wind of something of a cult, and I was like, I cringed in my brain, and I was like, how do I feel right now?
You feel vulnerable. You're afraid of being rejected. The real question is, are you going to accept yourself and be willing to face those things and discuss them openly?
Right. I know. I guess for that, when it was said, I was like, oh, cool. Well, what did you get out of it? You know, just like asking more questions.
Yep.
And that felt really good to kind of go more for what I wanted and like ask more of how they felt instead of it being a criticism.
You're doing just great. Yep, you're doing just great. Keep it going in a positive direction. We're going to have to finish up. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Take care, Jesse. So join me next Thursday for Personality Style Social Intelligence 101 Workshop. Register at rightleaderevent.com. This is Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright. See you next week.